bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the first chapter of Colossians. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Here's a true story from years ago. No matter how much the man cranked, no matter how far he advanced the spark or made adjustments, the stalled Model T Ford wouldn't start. When the man reached his frustration point, a chauffeured limousine pulled up behind him. A thin man stepped out and offered his assistance. After tinkering for a few moments, the stranger said, "Now try it." The engine turned over. The well-dressed mechanic identified himself as Henry Ford. "I designed these cars," he said, "so I know what to do when something goes wrong." When I go to the bookstore, I am amazed at the number of books on the racks which tell us how to get our lives running again. There are self-help books for married, singles, babies, teens, and the elderly. There are books which give direction on computers, income tax, and painting. Many of them carry the label bestseller on their covers. Maybe these books work, maybe they don't. But I do know one that does. That is the book, which is the best of bestsellers. It is always reliable when your life has been stalled. That's why today I encourage you to listen to God, who is our designer, our redeemer, and our preserver. He, more than anyone else, can say what is wrong and how it can be made right. Even more, he is the one who, all on his own, can make it right and keep it right. This he has done through the life, death, resurrection, and intercession of Jesus. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, from before my birth till now, you have been with me, loving me, watching over me. Free of my ingratitude, at the same time enable me to always look to you for direction and help. In the name of Jesus, who is my best help. Amen.